Hi everyone, my name is Coach Melissa, otherwise known as Melissa Bloom, and I am so excited to get you started on the Boulder Endless Energy Detox. I want to share a little bit of what we're doing for these 14 days, as well as why I'm here. So I've been a registered dietitian for quite some time now and have been counseling patients one-on-one for about 12 years, and I still do that. So I am in the nitty-gritty of things, and I have helped thousands of clients meet their nutritional goals, whether it is get more energy, lose weight, gain weight, improve their relationship with food, make healthier decisions, recipe ideas, you name it, I have most likely seen it or helped, and or should I say. What we'll be doing during these 14 days is really learning how to detox your body in a very natural way, enhancing the function of the liver, the function of the kidneys and the colon and the lymphatic system, and that how your body really detoxifies those toxins that you experience on a day in and day out basis. What I'm going to ask you guys very nicely to do is to replace two meals per day with two shakes. Now, I highly recommend the Boulder Endless Energy All-in-One Shake. I really like the fact that it has a flaxseed complex, which provides omega-3s and omega-6s within that. Or you can do the Boulder Endless Energy Pea and Rice Protein Shake. It's really up to you. You don't have to use those shakes, but I would highly recommend them. I have some really lovely recipes that I know you'll like. So those are coming your way as well. The third meal is going to be up to you. It's going to consist of some lean protein, some cruciferous high fiber vegetables, some whole grains, some healthy unsaturated fats that'll be sustaining, simple, easy to do, and more importantly, healthy and wholesome. So again, replacing two meals a day with two shakes. And then you're going to have your meal, and then I'm going to leave an optional daily snack. I do want to emphasize the fact that this is not a caloric deprivation program. That would not sit well with me. That would go against all scientific nutritional information. As well as I have had so many clients come into my office saying, Melissa, I haven't lost any weight. I'm consuming 1,000 calories and I haven't lost a single pound. I'm trying and I'm working so hard. I'm miserable. And I look and I say, well, maybe you're not eating enough. And they look at me with confusion, like, what? You're telling me to eat more when I want to lose weight? That doesn't make any sense. Well, actually, it really does. Calories are just one aspect of this complicated issue with weight loss. And so demystifying that is something that I do very well. So you're going to learn a lot in this program. So this is not caloric deprivation. Your metabolism really doesn't work well in that state. So forget that. We're not going to be deprived. So I'm sure you're very happy to hear that. During these 14 days, while we're on the subject, you will lose on average of 5 to 7 pounds, give or take. So I'm sure that's another thing we'll be very happy about. That is a perfect amount to really press the reset button and get you started. This is what this is all about, of how to kind of reset, restart. Let's go. During the 14 days, by changing some of those tangible things in your diet, you'll also learn how to exercise right for your body. This is not about a cardio intensive program at all. You'll learn how to stock your pantry, go grocery shopping for some go-to items that I really, really strive to have on a day-to-day basis. You'll learn how to detox your body appropriately and why it's been fooling you with other programs. You'll learn what refined sugars actually do to your brain. So you may have more of an understanding of why that piece of chocolate cake or maybe the whole chocolate cake seems very appealing at 11 o'clock at night. We've all been there. So I also want to clarify some of those food sensitivity testing and food sensitivities that people commonly have. So that's one of the reasons why during these 14 days, you'll notice we're going to take out some of those dairy products, because that is a common food sensitivity that I'll talk more in depth during class one. So no caloric deprivation, feeling satisfied and losing weight. Yes, please. This is absolutely not a cliche detox. This is not, let's have five juices a day. Let's have green magical weight loss tea. None of that is backed by science. And I am a huge proponent of science, and everything I tell you will have research, scientifically backing. It's validity, whether I say that verbally or provide some written proof for you. Like, just know, anecdotal experience is awesome, but at the same time, we have to understand that nutrition is a science. It is not an opinion. Awesome, right on. I also want to get down to the fact that I am not a medical provider. So please, if your medical doctor has given you some recommendations or resources for your health, please do not override that with this information. I urge you not to. Also, given my work, if you have struggled with an eating disorder or have an active eating disorder, this is not the program for you. Please know that I have a background in helping people with that as well. So please feel free to reach out. Please seek help. I encourage you to. I can give you some resources for that as well. But anyway, so if we're all good with that, we are ready to go. Some of the things that I want to mention about getting started is I want you to think about some bullet points that I'm going to lay out to you in a PDF form that you'll have access to, so you don't have to remember all this, but take some notes. So first off, I want to get your mind right. So what I mean by that is a positive mind can lead to positive change. I know that that sounds super corny. It's not really. If you think you can't do something, you won't do it. Let's just be realistic here. So Jackie was telling me about how she loves to do grateful messages and via email and to herself or recommending that for other people. And I love that idea. Don't put shame and blame. And I know it's easier said than done, but this is not the space for that. That doesn't get you anywhere. Being positive, uplifting, sending yourself positive messages, improving that internal dialogue that you have will help you reach your goals, will help you become a better you, will help you feel better on top of those nutritional changes. And so I encourage you to journal, to write some affirmations, to send some grateful emails to yourself, to write down some goals that are realistic and rational and that aren't overbearing, that you may accomplish and you may not, but this is the space to be able to think that you can, because you will. So I want to encourage you that having a positive mind is half the battle. It really is. And I know it's easier said than done, but you can do this. I would not be sitting here if I did not think that you could do this. The second thing is setting, giving yourself a pantry makeover. You may have done this before. You have a couple options. I'm going to give you some go-to list of pantry items that you can stock your pantry with. But I also want you to get rid of some of those items that are triggering. I know that's a big word, but that you may go to at each night, and it's a pattern. For example, mine is pita chips. I can't put down the pita chip bag. They're just so good, you know? And so in 14 days, you won't learn how to completely put that pita chip bag down all the time. But you can certainly kind of get rid of it as an external stressor and focus on what you can do in this moment. Also, the second option to that is if you don't want to throw away food or get rid of food, you can certainly push it to the back where it's out of sight, out of mind, hopefully. Get to the grocery store. I'm going to give you a grocery list, some meal plans, and some recipes that emphasize lean proteins, healthy unsaturated fats, high fiber, cruciferous vegetables, and whole grain, higher protein carbohydrates. So, you know, there's going to be things on there that you may not like. Don't get them if you don't like them. There's options with everything. I also want to emphasize that you need to get the shakes to follow through with this program recommendations. You know, there's been a lot of research surrounding weight loss, but even like within that research, there's been a ton around like shake and meal replacements. A lot of that research really goes into the fact that shake replacements can help someone lose weight. But you want to be careful with their nutritional value, if you will. The more comprehensive, the more wholesome a shake is as a replacement, the better off we're going to be with sustainable weight loss. So a couple studies have shown that when you replace two meals a day with shakes that are nutritionally comprehensive, that like we are doing, you have more weight loss and successful sustainable weight loss than you do replacing one meal a day with shakes or none at all. And the research is there to support that. We'll talk about some sustainable implementations that you can work on the daily to make sure that we sustain this weight loss and that doesn't backfire. Sleep. Let's think about sleep. Again, the National Sleep Association, or I'm sorry, the American, same thing, Sleep Association has various studies on sleep and weight management. And it's been shown that a healthy body weight correlates with an adequate amount of sleep. So when we get at inadequate amounts of sleep, then we're more likely to be overweight or obese. And I feel like there are some other reasons behind that, but the studies have shown that you don't give your body enough time to repair itself. And when we when we're up for longer hours of the night, we're not as well rested physically, mentally. So we're going to find some of those rewards, some of that natural innate desire for food through like energy sustainability. And so we may eat more, you know, and when we're sleeping, there's no opportunity for eating. We're not thinking about it. But when we're awake, that's the more opportunity to overeat. No one really turns to fruit or vegetables at 12 o'clock at night. Let's be real. Hydration. This, again, like we've all heard this before, and I know it's really hard, but hydration has such an impact on the way that your body flushes, the way that your body feels, the energy levels that you feel. The average person needs anywhere from 50 to 100 ounces of fluid in a day. I know that's a wide range, but it depends on where you live and how old you are. And I would absolutely grab that 32-ounce of water bottle and fill it up on a day-to-day basis. There's also really cool apps for that. Search up like hydration goals or hydration planner or accountability. There's some fun ones in there. Again, mindful movement, an exercise plan that may not be a rigid cardio-intensive plan. I recommend and go to stretching, walking, and yoga. And I don't want you to be cardio intensive during this program. And then tools. I'm going to give you a meal planner handout. Use it or not. It's something for your own resources. But if you want to keep track of what you're eating, that accountability can certainly help. I don't want that to turn into a shame piece though. So like, oh, Melissa, I had this and this and this. I'm so ashamed. I'm so embarrassed. If you know that you do that and it's hard to get out of, maybe the tools aren't the best. But they can certainly be utilized as an accountability measure. Journaling always helps. Writing down general concepts of what you've eaten throughout the day helps with weight loss. So I'm so excited to be able to share my knowledge with you. And again, if I didn't think that you could do this and make change, I wouldn't be sitting here. I have seen people come to me in the lows of lows. I did want to share a success story with you before I forget. When I was helping nutritionally some folks with bariatric surgery, dietary counseling, which if any of you have gone through bariatric surgery, you'll know what I'm talking about. But they require, insurance requires like a certain period of diet and exercise to be able to be approved for the surgery. So I was seeing a client who had very low energy levels, was overweight, couldn't lose weight, didn't have a whole lot of knowledge on how to do it, but knew like the basics, like a lot of us do, of what's healthy and what's not. And this person was around middle age. She had a very active job, but she just didn't feel the motivation to be able to follow through with some of those things that help her accomplish those goals. So I had been seeing her for about a month or 3 weeks, and all of a sudden we noticed, oh, wow, we've lost some weight just from some minor nutritional changes and some help and support through me. Well, we got in trouble for that. She was so successful that she wasn't going to get approved for surgery. She had lost about 10 pounds in the course of a month and a half, which is pretty appropriate as far as sustainable weight loss for that population. And so I laugh about that, and this particular client did too, and was like, oh no, I need to gain weight now. No, we've actually been successful in nutritionally making changes and following through with those new changes. And so she had more energy at work. She was able to go and accomplish things. I think she even got a promotion at work within that month. They saw a demeanor change in her. So I think that that is a really cool example of the multiple examples that I have of success stories in all different walks of life. All right, guys, I am so thrilled to be able to chat with you further and to talk to you in about a week. I'm going to share all of that information on the Getting Started toolbox, as well as some of the shake information and recipes. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask. I'm always here. I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait for you to see the sustainable change that this 14-day Boulder Endless Energy Detox program will give you. Thanks so much, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.